Well, I thank the Lord for being here tonight. We do desire your prayers. We do have a burden upon our hearts tonight. I appreciate the blessings of the Lord, how the Lord has protected us on this trip. I pray the Lord to bless us everyone. I thought about the young people today. God is real. I really want you to get a hold of this. I know there's things that's going around, but Christ is real. And I pray the Lord to help us out today, that you and I will really get a hold. I mean, really get a hold of the spiritual blessings that the Lord wants us to have. I want to turn to Galatians, the fifth chapter of Galatians. I want to get a thought here. The Lord is able to help us. And we still need the Lord to help us out in this life. And I know the enemy is real too. And the fifth chapter of Galatians, and we want to start at the first verse, but the burden that I have is the last phrase here. It says, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free." And I thought about how that, you know, if we are saved, we're free. Free in the Lord. And I thought about how that the enemy, you know, the scripture says he's going about seeking. Who is he seeking? He is seeking you and I to confuse us and to cause us to grieve the Spirit of the Lord. But it said here, wherein Christ has made us free, and be not entangled. You know this word entangled. The enemy is out to tangle us up. The devil is out to try to deceive. But may the Lord help us tonight to realize that God don't want us to be entangled. And it says, Lord help us today, made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We don't want to go back and sin. We don't want the devil to trick us in every way that he can. But surely today, we need to, I thought about the scripture said, draw nigh to God. Brother, we really need to go draw close to God. That's a wonderful thing. God loves us. The scripture said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He was willing. God loved his son. And he was willing to die on the cross for you and I, that we might be free. Isn't that wonderful to be free? I'm glad that the Lord has set us free. and give us something real in our hearts. I appreciate it. I don't want the enemy to deceive me or lead us away from this precious treasure. And I thought about how that the devil don't want us to have this real, genuine salvation. And I thought about how that, I've said this before, but, you know, we was listening to the news, and after the, they said something about the young people there in Norman. It said that they believed in God. Well, I guess everybody, I don't know for sure, but everybody know what believes in God. But they said they wondered about Jesus. Brother, we don't need to wonder about Jesus. We need to believe. The scripture said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. This is something that we really need to do. We need to believe on the Lord Jesus. And I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us out. I want to turn to Luke, the 21st chapter of Luke. I want to get a scripture there. Lord, help us today. We need to be steadfast. We need to be firm and unmovable. Brother, we don't need to move away from this precious plan of salvation that Jesus has brought to the whole world. We don't want to lose that. But it said here in the 21st chapter of Luke and the 35th verse, it said, as for a snare, you know, the enemy is wanting to snare us. That's right. It said, for as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Brother, it's going to come upon all of us. And this is why I thought about Jesus told his disciples. He said, watch and pray. You know, what was the disciples doing? They were down there sleeping. He recognized that. He said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Brother, today the enemy is out to deceive us and to bring things upon us that is not true. But thank the Lord. Brother, we don't have to be entangled. We don't have to be snared by the working of the devil. But we need to believe on the Lord Jesus. We need to believe that He is able to bring us through. We need to believe that He is able to give us power, give us victory, give us everything that we need right here. Oh, may the Lord help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today. It said here, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy. Brother, we want to be worthy. We want to enter into the portal of glory. We want the Lord to say, come thou faithful servant. You've been faithful. Brother, we need to be faithful. We need to be faithful to God. We need to be faithful to Christ. We need to be faithful to one another. Oh, may the Lord help us today. The enemy will try every way he can to divide us. But thank the Lord, we can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He is able to give us power. He's able to give us victory. He's able to give us whatever we need in our soul. Because He loves us and He shed His blood for us. You know, I thought about that's what touched me so much. That Jesus, he suffered. You know, they didn't really have mercy on him, and he would just seem like them. They just spit upon him and ridiculed him, and and put a thorn on his head and all of that. Brother, that's cruel. But thank the Lord today he did this for you and I. He did this that we might have victory. He did this because we might have peace within. Lord, help us today. We don't need to be snared. We don't need the enemy to lead us away. But we need to draw nigh to God. We need to get down to business with God and pray earnestly. Lord, whatever my need is, I want you to just help us to just lay aside every weight, everything that will hinder us. Be willing. Brother, we're going to have to be willing. We can't, you know, it seemed like today a lot of people might think, well, you know, just believe on the Lord. Brother, I know, but you know, the enemy will cause you not to believe in Jesus. He will cause us to do that. But may the Lord help us. We want to have faith in Jesus. We don't want to, the enemy to come in and say, well, there's nothing to this. Brother, there is something to it. I know this. I thought about it. I was out in deep sin. And the devil said, there's no hope. But thank the Lord, there was hope. Hope in Christ. Isn't that a wonderful thing? A treasure. You know, everyone, they dream to have a treasure. Well, the best treasure that you can have is a born-again experience. That's a real treasure. That is something that, you know, it's a wonderful thing. Having that peace. You know, the scripture said it's born, it's appointed that a man wants to die. We're all going to die, aren't we? But, you know, do we really have that hope? That real hope? That we can make heaven our home. Oh, may God help us today. I appreciate the Lord so much. I appreciate how the Lord has helped us and how the Lord has kept us and all. I love the Lord, Brother Philip, with all my heart. I love Him. He's the one that is... I thought about he brought us through, talking about the waters and all of that. He brought us through all of this. And I appreciate it. And he never has failed us. In any way, he never has failed us. Now why should I fail him? You know, this is what we really need to do. We need to draw close to God, get rooted and grounded and settled in the Lord. I want to turn to Luke. Lord, help us today. Luke, the sixth chapter. Yes, Lord, help us. Sixth chapter and the 47th verse. It said here that whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will shew you to whom he is like. It says he is like a man which built a house and dig deep. Brother, this is what we need to dig deep. There And I thought about we don't want to be shallow. We want to be firm. We want the Lord to help us to stand firm for God, to be firm in every need. Brother, we need this. It's a wonderful thing. And I thought about the cares of life. You know, the enemy will say, you're missing something. That's right. The enemy will say, you're missing. Brother, listen, the world is nothing. But the plan of salvation, deliverance from sin, a new birth, is a treasure. It's a treasure. I don't know why people just don't, you know, seem like they want to see something. Well, I see the Lord every day. See His mighty works. See His mighty power. It's from God. It's not from us. It's from God. The mighty power of God. But I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us out. It said to dig deep and lay the foundation on the rock. Well, Christ is our foundation. That's right. Building our experience on Christ. Building our life on the Lord. Following Him. No one else. You know, I thought about the scripture said, let no man deceive you. There's many people out there in the world is just anxious to deceive us and to lead us away. The scripture also says, let no man, let no man deceive you. And get a hold of the Lord. It says, and lay the foundation on a rock. And when the floods arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house. And it said, and could not. Thank the Lord. I like that, don't you? And could not. Oh, thank the Lord. It's a wonderful thing. Could not shake us. Brother, today, I don't know, it seemed like that we're living in a shaky time. That's right. A time that seemed like that faith is at a low ebb. Brother, we need faith. We need faith in Christ. We need faith in God. How does that scripture go? Believe in God. Jesus said this. Believe also in me. That's right. Lord, help us today. Help us to really really dig deep. And when the floods came, there's going to be trials. There's going to be, and I thought about a lot of these trials will make us. A lot of these trials will cause us to deepen down in God. You know, we need trials. I thought about, someone told me, and it does seem reasonable. They say when a real storm, I'm talking about a natural storm, comes our way, and you know the trees, you know, they just sway one way or another. And he said, you know why that is? He said that tree needs to root on down, get on down, to where it will stand the storms of life. Lord, help us today. We need trials. You know, you might not think that, but you know, I realize when I first got saved, well, it seemed like the Lord just sort of had to bring me down, and I had a lot of trials. But you know, I look back, all them trials that came our way strengthened me. Strengthened me inwardly. I'm talking about inwardly. Brother, that's what we need. We need strength inwardly. This is what how we can fight the enemy. We got to fight the enemy inwardly. Not outwardly, but inwardly. But may the Lord help us today. But it's in, and it could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. It was founded upon Jesus Christ. It said here on a rock, but he that heareth and doeth not, or he that just sort of go along, you know, in a haphazardous way, well, I'm saved. I'm trying to live for the Lord. You know, one place it said, I'll pray. Brother, we need to press. And he said, I press toward the mark of the high calling. I press. You know, heard a man say one time, said, well, I'm saved and I'm sanctified. And he said, that's all I'm going to have to do. And I thought about it. Brother, that's when your battle is going to start. But, you know, Lord, help us today. I love this truth. Well, it won't go down. I realize it won't go down. But you know, we can go down. That's right. We can get entangled. We can get snared. and lose our soul. You know, I thought about the enemy. You know, sort of seem like he fights me more right now. Seem like than when I first got saved. But he knows that my natural life is short. And you know, he'll work right to the end. That's right. He'll work right to the end. And I thought about the scripture said, he that endureth to the end. He that endureth to the end. He's going to be saved. And I thought about that. And one morning I was praying. I said, Lord, I want to meet you in peace. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to be entangled. You know, I'm not dead yet. I can be entangled. That's right. But this is why that we need to deepen down. Love the Lord. You know, the scripture said, love the Lord with all your heart. Now that takes in, Sister Maxine, does that take in everything? You know, love alone. The world don't have nothing for us. Doesn't have anything. I mean, anything that's good, really. Love the Lord. Deepen down in God. I want to turn to First Corinthians. Lord, help us today. 15th chapter, and the 57th verse. It said, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. Brother, that's what we need. We need victory over the devil. But it said, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank the Lord today. He's the one that's able to give us victory. He's the one that's able to give us the power over the world, over the enemy, over the flesh. Thanks be to God, which give us up the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It said through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus Christ is very precious to us. He need to be. I know we need to love the Lord, but you know, I thought about how Jesus... This is what touched me so much that I learned that Jesus died for me. He gave his life. For little old me. That really what touched me. And I got to thinking, thinking about Jesus. And you know, the enemy, he came in and tried to get my mind going the other way. You know, this is how the enemy will ensnare us. But you know, I appreciate the Lord so much because He helped us out. Helped us to understand the truth and the Word of God. It said through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, it says, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Not up and down. But it said, be ye steadfast. Unmovable. Are we unmovable? I'm just asking a question. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You know, I pray today. I pray the Lord to help us out. I pray the Lord to bless us. I want to turn to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. First Corinthians, the 10th chapter and the 13th verse. It reads like this. There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. I want to stress this. God is faithful. He's faithful to help us. He's faithful to help us go through all the temptations that comes our way. Taking you such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you. You know, do we really believe that? I really believe that. I really do. It says, God is faithful, who will not suffer you. He said, will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it. Oh, thank the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? But with the temptation, He's going to make a way. I appreciate the Lord so much. Appreciate how the Lord is able to help us out when we need help. Pray the Lord to strengthen us. Over here in the 4th chapter of Ephesians, and we want to read the 14th verse. It said that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro. Brother, we don't want to be tossed to and fro. And carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftsmen, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speak the truth in love. May grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. That we be not tossed to and fro. You know, I remember there was a couple that came to our house one time, and I knew what they believed. And I told them, I said, I love the truth. I don't know if I was rude or not, but I said, I don't want your doctrine. They turned around and walked out. But you know, there's lots of people today. They're trying to push their ideas or their thoughts on you. But brother, let us be steadfast. Let us love the Lord. Let us ask the Lord to help us to get settled, get rooted, get grounded in the things of God, in the things of the truth. It will cause us to grow spiritually. It will help us out in every need. I'd like to turn to Mark, the fourth chapter of St. Mark. I know the Lord is able to help us out. I tried the Lord. The scripture says that he'll never leave you. Isn't that a wonderful promise? I won't leave you. Oh, may the Lord help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today. It said here in the fourth chapter of Mark, the Lord help us. And fourth chapter of Mark and the 14th verse. It said, the sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard Satan, when they have heard Satan cometh immediately. He don't wait, does it? You hear the word. But the devil wants the word. He wants to steal it away from you and I, so it wouldn't grow and get strong inwardly. It said, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their heart. steal it out of our hearts. Lord, help us today. This is why we need to be dig deep. Get a real settled experience of salvation. Brother, it'll stand. No matter how much the devil fights, no matter how much the devil presses you, Lord, help us today. Come of the meeting and take away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately received it with gladness. Lord, help us today to receive the word gladness into our heart. Oh, may the Lord help us. And it says, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. You know, we want to endure to the end, not just a few years, but we want to be faithful to the end. But for a time afterwards, when affliction, persecution arise for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Brother, let us not get offended at the truth. Let us not rebel against the truth. It is precious. It is more precious than gold. It is more precious than anything that's in this world. The plan of salvation. Deliverance from sin. I pray that these few thoughts will encourage our hearts. That we will dig deep, get a hold of the precious promises of God, get a hold of that, and endure to the end. Like they said, let no man deceive you. You know, we can be deceived. Lord, help us today. Amen.